imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell.
There's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all.
Hello and welcome. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPP-LP-FM, broadcasting online through Live 365. Soon you can find us on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. Now, recently we've been focusing on hashtag Another Lying Cop, and you can check out those other shows and all of our other podcasts at KPPP-FM.com.
That's right. You can just click on the podcast links and you can find all the material we're putting out there.
Mm-hmm. And today we have some exciting news about National Welcoming Week.
That's right.
We have interviewed people from organizations that have been planning 2 weeks of event to celebrate National Welcoming Week in the Fargo-Moorhead community.
That's great.
It really is, because we definitely need this more than ever in our community right now. We have a large, very diverse population in the Fargo-Moorhead region, and it's growing every day. It's an opportunity for people to meet, to find out about the services that are available, to share food, and
music, sports, there's training, all sorts of things.
Really great things for new immigrants, for refugees and immigrant populations, but this is for the whole community.
That's right.
To come together to welcome new immigrants.
That's
and
right.
Folks like these. Mm-hmm. So I would like to thank this group, this coalition of organizations. It's a large group of people.
Oh, yeah.
From Growing and Learning to the library to the WE Center, NDSU, the city of Fargo. I know the city of Moorhead is involved too, and coming out and welcoming folks. Delroy Williams is going to be out there. I heard Cultural Diversity Center, the Fargo Police Department, Lutheran Social Services, Growing Together Gardens. Charism is hosting a family movie night. Mm-hmm. On September 15th at Jefferson Elementary School, along with the Fargo Police Department. They're going to have business workshops, potlucks. Did I mention they're going to have a lot of food?
I think you did.
There's going to be a lot of food.
That's right. And this event actually begins September 13th, and it runs all the way to September 24th. So there's something almost every day during that 2 week period.
And there's several events happening on the same days. So like the 16th, they've got the Job Service Center tour at North Dakota Job Service. And then they also have a volunteer recruitment session at the Fargo Public Library. And there's a gardening event. There's a gardening event and also Constitution Day, a Nation of Immigrant celebration, both going on the 17th. So you can check all of this stuff out on the Welcoming Week event page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
By going to www.facebook.com/welcoming-FM-area.
Excellent.
And so let's listen to the interviews that we have featuring Jack Wood from Growing Together Gardens, Yoksim Gutnarotne from the Cultural Diversity Resources, and Carrie Fry from Job Services of North Dakota. Later on In this broadcast, we will also have interviews from Christian Harris of the WE Center, talking about their open house, and Ben Bouet, who is going to be coordinating a 6-country soccer tournament as part of the National Welcoming Week.
Excellent.
So let's listen. Hello and welcome to KPPP-FM. This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp and Duke Gomez-Shemp, and we are with you today talking about the Welcoming Week event. Welcome Week starts with the 13th of September with the community table event. And today we have with us several members of a coalition that is working on putting together 2 whole weeks of events for this Welcoming Week. Today I have with me Yoke Sim, and then I have Carrie Fry and Jack Wood. Is that correct? Can you guys tell me a little bit, Jack, why don't you start? Tell me a little bit about the kickoff event, the community table.
Okay, so we're going to have a kickoff event at Ronibus Park, which is adjacent to the YMCA at West Acres. We will be feeding 550 people at community tables. We'll have like 70 tables of 8 people with a host. All of the produce that we will be eating that day is coming from the Growing Together Gardens in Fargo.
Yeah, you've been with the Growing Together program for quite a while now. How long has that program been around?
This is our 9th year. We serve in 6 different gardens in Fargo. We have over 150 families, new American families, that garden with us.
And you've recently received an award, the Martin Luther King Award, for your work with new Americans, immigrant communities in the garden. Can you talk a little bit about the different countries that are involved, the different new immigrants, and how it's impacted them to work in the garden?
So one thing about our garden program is we share with all of the families that work with us. So each week as they come out, we share with the families. We have families from several countries in Africa, like Liberia, Rwanda, the Congo. We also garden with Iraqis. Many of the families that garden with us are from Bhutan.
Okay, so there's a lot of different countries that you've been working with over time. And that's really what this Welcoming Week is about, isn't it? It's like really welcoming people into the community. Yoke Sim, can you talk a little bit about the work that you've done with new immigrants? You're with the Immigrant Development Center, correct?
Well, this is Yoke Sim Gunaratne. I am the executive director from Cultural Diversity Resources. It is a community-based, multi-ethnic-based organization that was started in 1994 with a Pew Foundation grant and also serving Cass and Clay County. We basically serve as an umbrella for a lot of new Americans or refugees and also minorities that live in the Cass Clay area. We have done many things in terms of our program. One of them is really the Metro Interpreters Resource Center. We have we train and schedule professional interpreters to serve people with limited English in the area. We also have annually Pangea Cultivator Cultures in partnership with the Heritage Yomcom Center, and that is really done to have cultural performances and cultural exhibits and food for people to get together and share. And also the multi-ethnic leadership program, we work with many different ethnic groups to see what the needs are, whether it is having cultural adjustment kind of sessions or really recruiting and training multi-ethnic individuals to serve the area and meet the needs of the community. So I'm very glad that cultural diversity is part of this National Welcoming Week, and we are one of the co-partners in the community table that's happening on September 13.
Well, thank you very much, Yoke Sim, for your work. And Jack, you too. I think that this Welcoming Week, it's a step that this community definitely needs, and I think that it's something that is really good for the entire community, not only to welcome new immigrants and refugees and to help them adjust, but also for people in the community to work with them. Now, Carrie Fry is with us also, and you're going to be doing The September 16th event with the North Dakota Job Service Tour. And then you also have another event during the second week, which is the Citywide Job Fair. Can you talk a little bit about both of those events?
Yes, thanks. Job Service is going to be hosting a tour of our facility on the 16th, which is Wednesday at 3 p.m. We really see a lot of immigrants, new Americans, new people to our community who are looking to find a job and coming to the tour and getting an idea of how we can help you find that job and connect businesses and employers with potential employees is a good thing to do. It's an awesome opportunity for you to learn about how to find a job in our community. So that's on the 16th. I have to apologize right now about our parking lot. Our parking lot is under construction. You will be able to park in half of our parking lot and enter it through the University of Mary's parking lot. I apologize for that. Then on the 24th, we will be having a citywide job fair. That will be at the Ramada Plaza Suites from 1:30 to 4:30. A rather unique situation with this fall's job fair is that from noon until 1, we will also be doing a workshop that teaches people how to navigate a job fair and what to actually do at a job fair. And there will be interpreters provided for that training to help immigrants and new Americans who might have language barriers learn that information so that they can make that job fair situation for them very productive.
Okay, so once again, the job fair, which is going to take place at the Ramada, is on September 24th. And you're going to have interpreters available so folks can really take advantage of this opportunity and learn what to do at a job fair if they've never been to a job fair. And then, of course, it's true, Carrie, the North Dakota Job Service does have a lot of services available. I've used their services before. The folks there are very friendly. It's incredible the amount of services, tests, programs, computer bays, staff people ready to help folks out with finding a job down at the job service center. So don't miss that tour. Once again, that's 3 p.m. September 16th. And I'm going to turn back to Jack now for a moment because there's lots of food happening at this 2 weeks of welcoming. We're going to be eating really well, aren't we? And there's a gardening event. You're doing a gardening event September the 17th, not to be confused, by the way, with the potluck and cultural show, which is going on, hosted by Lutheran Social Services on the 18th at 12 p.m. over at 3911 20th Avenue South. And that is separate from the potluck kind of event that they're having for the We Center Open House on the 18th. And we will be talking to Christian about that coming up on today's show. But Jack, to get back to the gardening event, the garden gathering, that's happening on the 17th. What can folks expect there?
Okay, so one of the things that you can expect is you'll be able to come out and see how our program actually works. And we have a lot of volunteers from the city. So if you're interested in becoming part of Growing Together, this would be a great opportunity. At 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to have games for all of the kids that come out. We're going to have different activities for the older folks that come out. You can actually, if you want to work in the garden alongside us, helping us pick some of the great heirloom tomatoes that we grow. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a potluck dinner. And we would like you to bring, it's basically a lot of our new American friends will be bringing foods that they have made from the different tomatoes and eggplants and different things that they will be sharing. But we would also like, if you want to bring a dessert or and we're going to have for the younger kids that maybe don't like to eat vegetables, hot dogs. We'll be making some hot dogs. If you want to bring hot dogs, buns, and pickles, you sure can. And then at 7 o'clock, we would like to do something. We're going to have an open mic. So, and our contestants are going to be allowed 3 to 4 minutes to perform. So if you have some talent that you would like to share with the community, we would love for you to come out.
Singing, jokes, Anything
singing,
like that?
Jokes, playing of instruments, juggling.
Wow. Anything.
Pretty much anything that you can imagine.
Are you going to sing a tune, Jack?
They're trying to make me sing. I don't know if I'm going to sing or not, but
Jack,
we'll see.
Jack, I will come just to see you sing. That would be the bomb. I definitely would think that that would be a showstopper. If you want to see Jack sing, come out to the gardening event September 17th. That's at 25th Street and 40th Avenue with Growing Together Gardens. But there's also cultural events. There's people doing performances on the 20th. Is that right, Yoksim? Can you tell us about the colors and cultures of Somalia that's taking place at mm-hmm. the Fargo Public Library?
Yes. The Colors and Culture of Somali is on the September 19th. I believe it's a Sunday. September 20th. It's on a Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Fargo Main Library. Basically, what you have is two presenters, a male and a female, and they're going to share about the culture, the education, the families, and the values and traditions and customs from Somali, because we have a growing population in the Fargo-Moorhead area of Somali refugees and population. And also they would have snacks from Somali that are very common there, whether it is tea or some of the samosa that is most famous from Somali. So if you are interested in learning more about that, do come on the 20th on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Fargo Main Library. You will enjoy it.
And I encourage folks to come out. This is not an event for new Americans and refugees only. This is a community event for us to get to know each other better, to find out about the programs. Like Growing Together Gardens is a fantastic program. If you like gardening like Jack does, if you like good food, if you want to meet people in your community and find out more about the cultures and the programs that are available at the WE Center, at Job Service, I really encourage folks to come out to the next 2 week of events happening for Welcoming Week. Jack, why did you get involved with this program? Is this the first time you're involved with the National Welcoming Week?
Well, last year I went down to the event when it was at the library, and I just sort of watched the people, and I noticed there weren't a whole lot of people there. And I said, this would be a great opportunity to bring a large amount of people together to like go into this Welcome Week, because I think there's a huge potential. And I think that when we first started with our dinner, we had like 14 people signed up and we were very nervous. And so we just kept pounding out there and talking to people. And now we have over 550 people that will be coming to this dinner. We have over 100 volunteers that will be partaking in this whole thing. So I think a lot of the community is going to be engaged, which is what we are looking for.
And you're growing not just vegetables, you're growing a community, right? We're knitting together a community of people. And Carrie, I mean, it's really important for folks to feel like they're fitting into a community, able to be productive and participate in jobs and, you know, have a good economy. Why is it so important for job service activities to help these new immigrants and find jobs and figure out how to assimilate to the work that we have here?
Well, the immigrant community here in the Fargo-Moorhead area play a really important role in meeting the workforce needs of our state and our community in this region. We have a workforce shortage going on right now. The time is ripe for finding a job and getting a good job. And just connecting people with employers is so vital in moving that connection along and meeting those workforce needs in our community. At the job fair on the 24th, there will be over 100 employers that will be there looking for people to work in these positions. And it's just a fantastic opportunity for them to meet potential workers and help them, you know, make a home and a good start here in our community.
I didn't realize, well, I should realize there's a lot of job openings. North Dakota is really a state where if you want to find a job, this is a good time to come and look for one. And Yoksim, you've been working with people in this community for a long time.
Yes.
Helping people learn job skills, figure out what they need to do. There's a lot of different interim programs that you've helped to provide. And you've mentioned earlier in the program, our community is growing. Mm-hmm. It's becoming more diversified. And, you know, lately, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of kind of contentious talk about new immigrants. We've seen it in the news and politics. Why is a program like this Welcoming Week so important? How does this tie into the work that you're doing connecting people in the community? And why is it important to talk about this? Why would you encourage people to come out to this event?
Oh, it's so interesting because it's also the first time for cultural diversity resources to be part of participating in the National Welcoming Week, which is a nationwide in the United States. And I'm very happy because the mission of cultural diversity is to build communities that value diversity. And the mission of the National Welcoming Week is to really to highlight the contributions and the skills and talents of the immigrants. And by the way, immigrants also include new Americans and refugees. They are immigrants, but they came here because they were persecuted for various reasons, whether it's their race, their religion, or their political beliefs. And so in some ways, when you talk about, people talking about why we should have refugees here, it's because United States have a long history of immigration and welcoming some of that. And that's where it gives us the perspectives and the skills and talents of so many people from many different countries. So we're very happy about that. And also, by the way, the goal of the National Welcoming Week is really to have people come together from different sectors and background, whether you're an official from the city as a mayor or a legislator, or you're just an ordinary worker, or you're a CEO or business person or worker from, you know, companies or social services. We all get together at community table on September 13 to really share, learn, and connect with one another. By the way, cultural diversity role also there is to also provide some questions, or that at the table when we sit together, we're going to kind of learn about each other, what are some of our values, something about us, so that we give an opportunity to really encourage and foster the sharing and learning and connecting, which is so important to build the community that we live in. And so I strongly believe that the more we communicate and have dialogues, the more we can help each other to see what we can do to make this a much stronger and harmonious kind of a community that we live in. So,
agreed.
It's a short part, but it's really great.
I agree completely, Yoksim. And, you know, I think that programs like this is a good way for folks to get started. If you've never gone to one of these events, if you've never participated in the Growing Together Gardens, or you've never gone down to job service, if you never met with folks from the new immigrant community or new American community, this is your opportunity. There's two whole weeks of events starting with September 13th. There's going to be job fairs. There's going to be food. Constitution Day is happening on September 17th. It's at the NDSU Memorial Union. That's a nation of immigrants that presenting at 11:30, from 11:30 to 12. And then the following week, starting September 18th and going till the 24th, there's going to be more events, including a soccer tournament with, I think, about five or six different countries represented there. That's going to be pretty cool. And there's a whole host of people from the community, including the city of Fargo, organizations like CARISM, the Fargo Public Library, Lutheran Social Services, NDSU, the Fargo Police Department, Cultural Diversity Center, of course. And there's a whole bunch of places where people can connect with these folks after this event. This is a way for people to get to know people and meet them. But folks want to get involved with Community Garden, they can get a hold of Jack Woods and get involved with that program. Where can folks find information about the Community Garden if they want to look for you, Jack?
So I think the best thing is when you're driving by the garden, you see a bunch of people there, just come on over. Yeah. And Anita Hofsommer is basically has application forms for the new members for 2016. We have the last three or four weeks, we've been signing up people. We do have six gardens. And the wonderful thing about our garden, we meet at each garden 2 to 3 hours a week, always at the same time. So if you have Thursday nights free, Thursday afternoons free, Tuesdays free, Saturdays free, there is a spot for you. And I think the best thing about it is you can come, you know, if you're busy, you have a busy schedule, when that day is open, you can come to the garden. You don't need to come every single week. So,
and if you, I just got to tell you, if you go once, you're going to be hooked. You couldn't meet nicer folks, very, very welcoming and fun. And the food is always great. It's always great to hang out with the people from Growing Together Gardens. Thank you very much, Jack, for sharing that. Is there a place people can get a hold of you guys online? Do you have a Facebook page? You got social media that people can connect to, Jack?
Well, I do Growing Together. If you Growing Together has a Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you just Google Facebook, if you want to watch our, we have a video for the MLK. If you Google like Growing Together Fargo, then MLK, you can watch our video and you'll learn more about our operation.
Fantastic. And Carrie Fry, how can people get a hold of you if they want to find out more about the services available at Job Service before or after this event?
Well, you can go to www.jobsnd.com. Our phone number, you can call and talk to someone in our office too, is 701-239-7300.
And again, the folks at Job Service are always very helpful. Definitely take advantage of the Job Service Tour happening on the 16th during the first week of Welcoming Week events. And try and check out that job fair on the 24th. I think that's going to be a great opportunity for folks to really connect with some of the best employment opportunities in the state. Culture Diversity Center has done so much. Yuxim, you've been working with new immigrants and people in this community for a very long time. Yuxim Gutnarotny, could you please tell us, how do people get a hold of you and the programs that you have available before or after this event?
Well, you're welcome to visit our Fargo office at Culture Diversity. It's at 112 University Drive North in Suite 306 in downtown Fargo. We're in the Manchester building. And our phone number is 701-526-3000, 701-526-3000. You're welcome to call us for any event. But also don't forget, you can go to our website at www.culturaldiversityresources.org. Again, www.culturaldiversityresources.org. We also have an office that we have set up, also a multicultural alliance, because we work with so many different ethnic groups. One is Afro-African Student Association. Mm-hmm. Another one is New Americans Development Association. And the other one is also Together for the Middle East, United Hearts. There's several of us, and we do have an office now in Moorhead also, in partnership with so many of the different ethnic groups. And the address is at 1132 28th Avenue, South Moorhead. 1132 28th Avenue, South Moorhead. So call us, and we'll be happy to connect you with many of the different people, you know, that you want to know some of our programs too.
Can people find you on social media anywhere?
Yes. The social media, I think, you know, if you go to www.culturaldiversityresources, you know, our Facebook or Twitter is there.
Okay.
But for community table, I think right now you can go to the www.welcomingweek.org. And you'll be able to find a lot of information about what we do.
Yeah, and then there's also a Facebook page if you guys want to follow the event for this Welcoming Week here in Fargo, Moorhead. Look at the FM Area Welcoming Week event on Facebook and then follow all of the different great events that are going to be going on. I know Charism is doing a family night. We're going to have lots of different foods, cultural events. Please check it out. National Welcoming Week here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, happening September 12th through the 20th. And thanks once again, Jack Woods, Carrie Fry, and Yoksim Gutnarotne. Hope to see you guys all there. This has been Cindy Gomez-Shemp and Duke Gomez-Shemp broadcasting on Live 365 online, soon to be found on your radio dial at 88.1 FM, KPPP LP FM. Thank you for listening.
And you are listening to Cisco Baptista and the Banquet of the Spirits, Mumakata.
So for the events that we have coming up, there's going to also be a citywide job fair that Carrie talks about happening on September 24th at, I believe that's happening at the Ramada Hotel. And this event, along with the other job service tour and a workshop they're going to have on how to go to job fairs is really an excellent opportunity for anybody that's looking for jobs in Definitely. This region. And there's a lot of jobs in North Dakota. It's one of the places with the lowest unemployment in the country. So take advantage of all of the great events, the food, the colors and cultures of Somalia happening on September 20th, sponsored by Cultural Diversity Resources. And do you have that interview queued up yet?
I sure do. You know, you're listening to KPPP LPFM. We're broadcasting online through Live 365, and soon we're going to be found on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. You know, we also want people to get involved in this radio station because it is a community radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact us by calling 701-566-0917. Leave a message. It's a message machine. Leave us your name and where you're from and a short message, and we may play it on the air. You can also tweet us at @media_PPP and email cindy@kpppfm.com or duke@kpppfm.com.
Mm-hmm. We always like to hear from folks. And in fact, this group, this coalition of groups that was planning the National Welcoming Week events contacted us so that they could come on KPPP LPFM and talk about their event.
That's
so
right.
We invite folks to do the same. And we mentioned that we were going to be listening to additional interviews that we have with Christian Harris and Ben Bouet. These are both immigrants that have been helping refugees and immigrants, helping bring people here and helping them with services that they need to fit into our community and feel welcome. So let's listen to what events they're going to be involved with.
Hello, this is Cindy Gomez-Shemp with KPPP LPFM, and today I am here with Ben Bouet of the Fargo Social Outreach Development. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And you're here to talk about Welcome Week. What is that?
Oh, Welcome Week is welcoming immigrants from all over the world. And this event actually happens between September 12th to the 30th of September.
September 12th to the 30th. But you in particular are working with the Fargo World Cup soccer game, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, where is that taking place?
It's actually taking place at the Johnson Sport Complex, and that's 1420 11th Avenue North. It's right on the south side of NDSU parking lot.
Now, I heard that the mayor is possibly going to be coming to do the kickoff for the game. Is that correct?
Yes. The mayor, we're expecting the mayor to probably do the kickoff. And there are a couple of tournaments that I've been undertaking, and I have the past mayor, and he did the kickoff. So I'm expecting this one, the new mayor, to also do the kickoff of the Welcoming Week soccer tournament.
This is very exciting. And this is a World Cup soccer tournament because there are many countries represented.
Yes, and I would say yes, many countries, but this year the cities were actually able to limit the tournament to 6 countries.
Okay.
And hopefully next year we're going to increase the number, but we actually have 6 countries that's comprised of Liberia, mm-hmm. we have Sierra Leone, we have Sudan, we have Bhutan, Iraq, Cameroon, and yes.
That's in Liberia.
And Liberia, yes.
Don't forget Liberia.
I named Liberia first, yep.
So you heard it, folks. September 19th from 10 to 6 p.m., you can go watch the Fargo World Soccer Tournament at 11th Avenue North. And this has been a message from Ben Bouet of the Fargo Social Outreach Development. Thank you very much for sharing about the Fargo World Cup Soccer Tournament.
You're welcome.
I am here with Christian Harris, Executive Director of the New American Consortium for Wellness and Empowerment. The WE Center, it's also called. Is that correct?
Correct. Thank you.
And thank you for talking to me today, Christian. Now, the Welcome Week is coming up. Tell me what that's about. What is that about?
It's all about celebrating inclusiveness, understanding, information sharing. It's about the host community, how new Americans are welcome and how we can work together in partnership.
That's really a great message for this community. What specific events are you involved in with the Welcome Center?
Well, I manage the New American Consortium for Wellness and Empowerment. It's a nonprofit organization that is made up of five different organizations. And we will be moving into a new facility during this Welcoming Week event. And we will have an open house event on September 18 from 5 to 9 p.m. It's a free barbecue for the community to come and get to understand who we are as new Americans, get to understand the programs we will be rendering the community. We currently run some programs right now, but we will be going in depth with other programs that are yet that we have not started as yet.
Yeah, now I understand that your center helps people with all sorts of different skills, tests that they might have to take. People can come to this event and find out about the programs that you have and about programs that you want to give people access to in the future. Is that correct?
Very correct. And when you look at my own history, I came here too as an immigrant years back. My success being in America today has been because someone else came and helped me, you know, and we established this service organization to be a helping hand to others who will be coming after us and who will need help in English language learning skills, who will need help in immigration paperwork, who will need help in learning the different tests from the immigration side, driver's education, mentoring in the school. Many of our children come and they have difficulties understanding and getting through their lesson successfully, and we want to be there for them and help them. The parents too need help, and there's a short window period that the federal government allows for them to be resettled, and we want to continue on and bridge that gap so that they can get the kind of needed attention and help that they deserve.
Well, it's a very necessary and important service that you're lending for people in our community. I certainly thank you for that service to our community. Where are your new location offices going to be?
Well, we're going to be located on Main Avenue on 24th Street, and the address is 15 South 24th Street, Fargo, North Dakota, 58103, and we'll be moving into Suite 102.
Okay, so just to go over this again, you're having barbecue, free barbecue, from 5 to 9 p.m. on what date? September?
September 18th.
18th.
Yes, it will be on a Friday, and that's a Friday evening treat to our community.
And that'll be at Main Avenue and 21st Street, that's 15 South 21st Street in Fargo, Suite
102.
Well, if you want to get some free barbecue, come check it out and say hello to Christian Harris, the Executive Director of the New American Consortium for Wellness and Empowerment, and check out all the other great events that are going to be going on during Welcome Week.
Thank you so much.
This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And you're listening to KPPPLPFM. We're online through Live 365. You'll soon be able to listen to us live on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves. And today we are listening to events happening from September 12th through the 20th for Welcoming Week. There are going to be over a dozen events planned here in this community beginning on September 13th. Going all the way to September 24th. You can find out more about what's been going on in these events and Welcoming Week all over the country at welcomeweek.org. And you can also check out all the listing of events at the Facebook event page at www.facebook.com/welcomingfmarea. Thank you for listening to KPPPLPFM, adding local color to your airwaves. We're broadcasting on Live 365, and soon you can find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM here in the Fargo-Moorhead region.
And we're going to take you out with a song from Hangai, Four Seasons Traditional.